The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in the beginning of the parak said, Chasidim Rishonim Hayushayin Sha'achas Umispalim Kidei Shichavnu Libam Lavim Shebashamayim. The Chasidim of earlier generations would wait for a full hour before they would daven, so that they should be able to focus and direct their hearts towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Gemara, an hour blat Daf Lamed Beis, asks me, Nahani Mili, how do we know these things, these words of the Mishnah, that you're supposed to wait before you daven? Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amar Kra, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha, fortunate are those that are Yoshev in your house. And we'll see soon exactly what Yoshev means. But it means some sort of Lashon of Shaya of contemplation in your house. And Rashi explains that Vahadar afterwards, Yahalucha. First they're Yoshev in the bayis, which the Gemara understands to mean that they do this contemplation. And then Yahalucha Sela, then they go ahead and daven. So that's the Mishnah and the Gemara. I just want to go a little bit into some of these dinim that are associated with this halacha Chassidim Rishonim used to do, and then I wanted to go into based on the Rishonim and the Paiskim exactly what it was that these Chassidim Rishonim would contemplate during this hour of contemplation. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadi Gimel brings down this halacha. It says Yasha Shah Achas Koidim Shiyakum Lespalo. Before a person gets up to daven, he should wait for 1 hour, kidei sheyichavim liboy lamakim, so that he should be able to focus and direct his heart towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina that this hour literally means an hour. In other words, what we call an hour, a twelfth of the day, that hour, full hour, that is the time, the amount of time that the Chassidim Rishonim and the Chassidim of earlier generations would actually spend contemplating before they would daven. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that umihu zel chassidim. This full hour is the amount of time that the chassidim would spend. Ulashar om dai b'shav mu'etes shiyasha kaidim shiyaskol. That for everyone else who's not a chassid, a little bit of time is enough to spend contemplating. In other words, what the Gemara says that we learn out of Ashi Yisrael. There's Indian to be Shaya before a person davens, that's not limited to Chassidim Rishonim. That really is the halacha stam. Everyone's supposed to be Yoshev Veisecha. It's just the Chassidim would spend an hour doing it. But really, every person has to spend some time, it's halacha and Shulchan Aruch, a person has to spend some time before they daven, contemplating and being mechaven libam lamakim. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that this minimal amount of time is kidei hiloch kas tzachim, it's a very small amount of time. That's about like a second or so. A person has to spend a second before they daven, just contemplating and directing their hearts towards the Baruch Shalom. Now, Rashi of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says that the Chassidim Harishonim would spend would be Shaya Shah Achas, Rashi says speaks out b'makim shabo l'hispalo. That in other words, not enough that a person thinks. Before, let's say, on his way to davening, he thinks about davening and being mechavim libam l'makim. Rather, it has to be davka. This time has to be spent davka when he's actually at shul. And I saw the Shulchan Aruch Rav makes the same diuk in Rashi la'alacha that this time that the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch is referring to has to be spent davka when a person's at shul. Now, it's possible that the makar of Rashi is because it says the lashon of the Mishnah is. That they were shaya sha'achas on the spell. They waited for an hour. The lashon of waiting implies that they're be'etzim ready to daven. They're already at shul. There's nothing stopping them from daven. And now they're going to wait to daven. Otherwise, why doesn't this Mishnah say shaya? It should just speak out that they're mechavim libam lavim shabbat shemaim. They spend an hour being mechavim libam lavim shabbat shemaim. Why does Mishnah speak about this shaya, this waiting? So it's mashma that they have to, that has to be dafka when a person's already at shul and ready to daven. And that's very meduyik in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch says, Yasha Shah Achas Kaidim Shiyakum was Balal. Now, this Shah Achas, this time that a person spends contemplating, he does before he gets up and davens. It's mashma that he's already at Shul, and all he has to do is get up and daven, and before he gets up and davens, he focuses his mechavin liboy lamakim. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, now the Lechem Chamudis, and this Lechem Chamudis is quoted by the Prima Gadim, the Master Shekel. Lechem Chamudis says that this time that a person spends before they daven has to dafka be in a sitting position. And he learns it out because the Gemara learns it out of the pasuk of Asher Yeshu Yisecha. And yeshiva implies a sitting position. So, and Be'etim it's meduik somewhat in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Yasher Shah Achas Kodim Sheyakum L'Spaul. That means that before a person gets up to daven, they're supposed to think. It's Mashiach, a person was sitting, and then, and thinking, and then he gets up to daven. That's the Shita of the Lechem Chamudis. However, the Bach and the Rabbah, they're chaylik on this Lechem Chamudis, and they say that the word yeshiva in this pasuk, Asher Yeshiva Vitecho, does not mean the lashon of sitting. Yeshiva here means the lashon of waiting. It means it's the lashon of stopping. You know, they're not engaging in any activity and just contemplating. It's very mistaver because Shad is that it knows the ikar is about it's time to prepare your heart. So it's mistaver that it doesn't have to be in a sitting position. And Lachari has to say that the Lashon Shacharach is laughed off. It says, Kodim Shiyakum L'Spal doesn't mean they have to be sitting dafka. It means that that's the normal way is that you sit before you stand. But the essence of the lav dafka has to be dafka in a sitting position. So Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the time for this, even though it says before davening, the time for this contemplation is lav dafka before a person davens Shemayna Esrei. It means that before a person starts davening, let's say a person says brachas l'shul, so before you start brachas, or if you start with karbanos, or if you start with sigizim, or whatever it is that you start when you daven at shul, that's the time for this contemplation. And this is mashma also like this from the Prima Gadim, that the time of contemplation is not before Shemayna Esrei, rather it's before a person starts davening. And who within by mincha and ma'ariv, it's before a person starts Ashrei, or he starts Birchas Kriyashma. Okay, so those are halachas of contemplating before davening. Now I just want to get a little bit into the nature of this contemplation, what it was that the Hasidim Rishonim would think of. So Lashon Shulchan Aruch is that Kedei Sheyichavim Liboy L'Makim. In other words, the appellation used for the Baruch Shalom in the context of davening to him is that they would focus their hearts l'makim to the place. Now the Moshe is called the place, and the Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Nefesh HaChaim explains. He says that pasha pshat and makim is that like just like a place, like a location is soivel, it holds and it contains anything that's contained within it. So too in this context, the Bereshulam, the Adon HaKol is the true place of the world, knows that he is the one who sustains the entire Bria, then sustains all the creatures of the world, and he gives life to the entire universe, and like it says, V'atah mechayes kulam. So that's the context we use when we refer to the Baruch Shalom in the context of Tefillah. So I just wanted to explain a little bit why it is taka that we refer within the context of Tefillah to refer to the Baruch Shalom as being Mekayim Shalom. Why is that the significant name to give them and the significant context that to put the Baruch Shalom for Tefillah? Now in Siman Tarichah Sif Aleph, the Ramah discusses the thoughts the person is supposed to have before he davens. So the Ramah says the person should think V'yachshav Kodim HaTefillah Me'rayim Mosakel, from the exaltedness of the Almighty, of a shiftless ha'adam, and the lowness, or the helplessness of mankind. And he goes on to say, the yasir kol tanugei ha'adam milivai. And he should, and during this contemplation session, a person should remove all human pleasures and enjoyment from his heart. So we have to understand why. What we understand very easily why it is that before a person talks to the Baruch Shalom, he has to think of the exaltedness of the Baruch Shalom. However, requires explanation why it is that a person has to think of the lowness and the helplessness of mankind. Why is that? Why is this the appropriate thought before davening? L'chayr, a person speaking to Baruch Shalom, he should be thinking about how great the Baruch Shalom is. Why think about the helplessness of man? So l'chayr, pshat in this is based, we can explain based on the morale in Nesivas Olam, in the Siva Avoda. The morale speaks out, he explains that the Torah refers to davening in the with the term Avoda. Like the Torah says, Ula avdai b'chol avavchem. Ezu avoda shehi b'leiv. Have the Omer Zaha Tfila. That the Torah refers to Avoda, to davening as Avoda. So the question is, what is Avoda we understand usually as referring to serving the Baruch Shalom? The question is, why is it that when we daven to Hashem and we ask of Him our needs, why is that considered Avoda? So the Maral explains, Ki HaTfila Shemispawa Adam El Hashem Yisparach, the Tfila that Hashem, the person davens to Hashem, Moira, it shows and demonstrates Sha'adam Nitla Boy Yisbarach, that mankind is dependent entirely on the Baruch Shalom, V'tzarech Elov, and he needs that, and man needs the Baruch Shalom. V'ein Lo Kiyum Zulasai, and man has no existence without the Baruch Shalom giving him that existence. V'hine Zewa Elikusa Yisbarach, that is the divinity of the Ribbono Shalom, Shekol HaNemtzayim Tzichim Elov U'Tzulim Bai, that all mankind and everything that exists requires the Ribbono Shalom's sustenance and they're dependent on Him. What the Ma'al is saying is that the concept of Avodah, of service, is like a Lashon of Eved. In other words, that a person is completely dependent, just like an Eved, a slave, is completely dependent on the master, to give him, to support him, and to give him all he needs. So too, a person, mankind, is totally dependent on the Baruch Shalom. So davening, the morale is defining that davening is the act of establishing this context that the entire mankind and the entire creation needs the Baruch Shalom. So that really is the definition of avoda, meaning that a person is establishing this context. And we ask the Baruch Shalom, for all that we want, for all that we need, what we're doing in essence is declaring that He is the only one with the ability to give us our needs. So that's why the Torah refers to La'avdai B'chol L'vavchem, refers to Tefillah as La'avdai B'chol L'vavchem. And really, when a person thinks deeply into it, he'll recognize that really, all his talents and his health and his wealth, none of it comes from himself. All of it is what Hashem endows a person with, and really all that a person puts into the mix is the use of his bechira, the choices he makes in life. But everything else beyond the actual choice is really what the Baruch Shalom gave to him, and even the bechira itself, even this that we have the ability to make that choice, that also is a gift from the Baruch Shalom. So it's that recognition that really is the recognition is the recognition that a person is supposed to contemplate about when before he davens, and like we're saying that the chavin libay l'makayim, that in other words he should be mechavin his heart, he should direct his heart to this concept that it's the Baruch Shalom that gives the person all that he needs, and the person is completely dependent on the Baruch Shalom.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halachic Services or Consultations, or to present a Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.